Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Some one of you is sure to utter the word Taxachusetts after hearing this story. As consumers and businesses do more work and store more files on someone else's computer servers, Massachusetts officials are trying to figure out what services should be sales taxed. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on the quandary of how cloud computing compares to other taxable services.
First of all, just what is this cloud?
I'm not really sure what the cloud is. I think I've backed up my stuff on iCloud.
Boston University student Jamie Lim is certainly not alone, but you can think of it like this. If you buy a shrink-wrapped software CD at the store, that's old-school computing. But if you download software from the internet, store data remotely on iCloud, for instance, or if you use an internet company's powerful servers to manage your data online, that's cloud computing. For Massachusetts top tax official Amy Pitter, it's coming clearer.
Yeah, we know what the cloud is. It's an evolving area of the law.
But these new cloud services have created confusion about when sales taxes have to be collected. Pitter recently signed a public letter that lays out the state's policies on which cloud computing products are subject to the state's 6.25% sales tax and which are services that are not taxed. Here's how the state is drawing an admittedly fuzzy line. Generally, if software is downloaded from a cloud server and run on the consumer's computer, it's a taxable product. If a consumer pays for access to a cloud company software that's running on a cloud computer, it's still taxable. But if the customer uses a cloud server to run his or her own software, that's a service which is not taxed. Maybe it's no wonder Pitter says cloud company requests for clarifications are on the rise. And with more and more computing migrating to the cloud, she says, millions of dollars in state taxes are at stake throughout the country.
And who knows what tomorrow will bring in terms of what'll be in the cloud. And, you know, will there be any software that one downloads, or does the entire base disappear if we're not sort of flexible in being agnostic about the delivery method, that the delivery method doesn't matter?
Pitter says that if you access a free service through the cloud, no tax. Same if you simply store data remotely, so no worries about using Dropbox or Google Docs or iCloud. And just so you know, state law specifically exempts digital downloads, like iTunes, from the sales tax. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.